So the way we want to do this is as follows. We're going to have them address these three topics. And what we're going to ask of them is this. And then Judge Baker is going to come up and help me with this effort. We're first going to ask them, okay, we'll start with Alice. Within ADR, whether mediation or arbitration, what have you seen that's either cutting edge, an interesting case, any trends in jurisprudence, or if you were to look at the book that we have, we've created practice pointers. So depending on the chapter, every 2 to 4 pages, we do a box, a takeaway. What are, Alice, some of the takeaways from your book? And we'll do that for ADR, for contorts, as well as for damages. Then what I'd like to do for a moment is, we're in our third edition of our book. I said, I don't want to just keep selling the book with adding zero value, i.e. any increasing value. We do the jurisprudence, but is there something else that we should be focusing on? We've covered the great basics, but what else is out there? I decided, and with Caroline and I, we decided to focus on three subjects, two of which we want to raise with you today. One of which is litigation finance. I'd be curious among us, have any of you guys received a call or know a partner that's received a call or contemplated calling about maybe having a case of yours financed? So that's interesting. It's a little less than, but interestingly enough, according to the latest numbers that we're seeing, in the last 3 years, the rise is exponential. Where 3 years ago it may have been 7%, it's now up to 28% of litigators are being asked or themselves consider. And it used to be back when this first got a lot of play in 2008, it was an economic necessity. We all experienced the hard times, not only our clients, ourselves, and work and everything else.